whatever. But that was the feeling. That's what would happen. But that didn't happen. And it sounds to us, and I'm sure to the listeners from what you said, that you're frustrated by that.
You are entitled to that view. I cannot confirm or deny one way or the other what my opinion on that would be, or whether I felt that that was indeed would have been helpful. But there is a view that if we'd been able to broadcast on Monday night, we could have reprimanded ourselves earlier. We could have said not good enough. We could have said somebody working in a modern world has just made us look daft. We got that wrong. But not our view of whether you were able to do it, Sean. Our behaviour was more important.
But then there's that moment when you have to go beat anyway. Let's look ahead to tonight's game. And that is going to be tough, with or without, well, it's going to be without Andy now, as we know. That is going to be very tough, Richard, to pick up the pieces from this and go and face down a national team, maybe even to face down some of the your colleagues, some of the production team at Sky. This is not going to be an easy road. I mean, do you feel you want that? Are you up for that?
Nor should it be an easy road, because we haven't behaved correctly. So I'm not complaining about the treatment we've had at all. I have asked for the other side to be given a fairer hearing. I've come here today to make myself available to listen to the views of people up and down the country. Going forward, that might be the case. But that is something that I will have to deal with if indeed that becomes so.
They say you're never too old to learn. I mean, will you now, on the back of all this, reevaluate your attitudes? I mean,
Andy, I have now. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be here saying this if I hadn't. Of course, I've done that. I mean, it's going to take a lot more than me sitting here behind this microphone today saying, look, I'm a changed man. There's work to do. Of course there is. There's a process to undergo, and I am happy to undertake it because it would be the right thing to do. But from something that was wrong, behaviour that was wrong, I used the word firestorm when I came in. What has blown up around us and engulfed us, I have found, I have to say, extraordinary. But listen, there may be people out there that are of a different opinion, and they're entitled to that. I've said sorry. I've said sorry to Sean. I've said leave her alone. I said it early. I tried to say sorry to Karen. I'm just trying to correct a little bit of misinformation that's been going on. And I chose here, not Sky. If I'd gone there, somebody would have said, well, oh, yeah, well, he's on Sky looking for an easy ride. You know, if I'd gone to the BBC, why has he gone there? Why has he chosen them? I had to make a decision to come somewhere. And this was the only place that I got the opportunity to sit with you guys as long as I have.
I've got two emails here. One's pro and one's against. Okay. I'll go with the strong one first. This is strong stuff from Steve Hibbins. He says, why isn't Richard Keys resigning? If all the recent reports are correct, no one wants you anyway. Arrogance from ex-players is one thing, but a presenter is outrageous. Go now, he says. The only reason you're on this show is to save your job and face.
Well, again, you know, I accept, who is it, Steve?
Steve, yeah.
Yeah, I accept Steve's right to an opinion. Of course I do. There's a lot of angry people out there. I understand what he's saying.
And these are some of these we've had too. Do you think Andy Gray has been made a scapegoat? How do you see the coverage without him? Have you considered resigning in support of him? That comes from Steve Tanner.
I said to you earlier, I am considering everything. There are all sorts of options on the table at the moment. It is very possible that somebody at Sky might take a view in the time that I've been sitting with you today, that they need to and will act. I think this has not played its way out yet. Please, once again, let me just say, I'm not here looking for an easy ride. I said to you when I walked in, did I not? I'll take any question you've got.
Sure, you did. You did. Absolutely. Yeah,
I did not come with a prepared script, because that would have been somebody else's words. I came here to talk to you in a very open and honest manner, and to start the process of apologising to the people that I need to. Work colleagues and lines assistant.
Assistant referees.
And everybody else who's upset by that. I came here and I said to you guys, I'll take what you like. I'm taking a kick in and I deserve it. I am not here to express how sorry I feel for myself or Andy. I'm here to apologise as honestly as I can. Now, I also added that would be misinterpreted. There will be many views on why I'm here and what I'm saying. It is for others to judge now why I came. I wanted to come to also.